Chapter 8. Olinor System, 44 Thusa. Impacts upon the surface of 44 Thusa had become increasingly regular as the colossal rock rolled through the void, ever closer to the stronghold world of the monstrous beast. Orc attack ships, brute cruisers, and great carriers of the greenskin horde were smashed into oblivion as the asteroid ploughed through the swarming system. When Chief Librarian Asmakai announced that they were entering the Ulanor system, Thane decided that he needed to see it for himself. Having visual feed signals transmitted from the phalanx and vanguard vessels of the fleet, he watched their approach on the hololithic projector. The darkness of space was tinged green with the grotesque presence of the invader. The chapter master felt his jaw clench behind his faceplate. The scale of the Xenos contamination was appalling. Here, within the borders of the God Emperor's Imperium, Ulanor had festered like an old wound. What had once been lauded as one of the greatest engagements of the Great Crusade advertised itself to the galaxy as a failure. The orcs had not been wiped out on Ulanor. They had not been defeated. Like a fever untreated, they had returned with a vengeance. Each planet and moon of the system was a blot, a swarming miasma of monstrous craft. Rust buckets of ungainly accretion, boasting bulbous engines and bristling with weaponry. Bastardized warships cobbled together from the wrecks of Imperial vessels, weaponized chunks of rock and debris. The crowning glory of the madness was Ulanor itself. A beast of a planet, it sat like a barbarian warlord among satellite supporters. A place that burned the eye with its Xenos taint and ached with the mindless violence of alien brutality. Thane forced himself to stare at its horror. Beneath the impenetrable haze of craft and orbital detritus that buzzed about the planet like angry insects swarming, the chapter master knew what was waiting for them. A writhing carpet of green. A planetary horde of savage abominations. Pole-to-pole orcs, their brute workshops, and the heretical technologies they spawned. Their target, however, or certainly the general target that Artisan Van Auken had aimed 44 Thusa for with his mind-bending calculations, was the city named Gorkogrod, the stronghold of the beast. An equatorial fortress palace, the size of a small continent, it was the alien warlord's seat of power and savage authority in a contested galaxy. It was from this monstrous stronghold that the beast advertised his presence and supremacy. Technological abominations had been perfected in his barbaric honour. Trillions of orcs had converged upon the system in their hulks and attack ships, augmenting the billions teleported there and those spawned under the beast's own banners. The doom of his psychic invitation even reached out to humans on Imperial worlds. Citizens, local flotillas, and Astra Militarum garrisons went mad and defected to the orcs before their hulks and derelicts even broke system, before ending up as slaves in a growing alien empire. Thane couldn't tear his eyes from the spectacle. The planet even seemed to call to him. Across the frozen silence of space, he fancied he heard the raving ferocity of the orcs, a rising cacophony of snaggle-tusked fury and bloodlust unbound, coming together in a mind-splitting roar. Thane once again heard the beast. Like a beacon of infectious alien insanity, the beast's furious presence seemed to reach out from Ulanor. Thane closed his eyes and blinked both the spectacle and the beast's monstrous roar from his thoughts. He did so because he was a space marine, and he could. He was engineered to be stronger in both body and mind. The beast had infected entire worlds with his alien madness, however, and commissars on board fleet carriers had reported hundreds of guardsmen from scores of different regiments lost to such insanity. Chief Librarian Asmakai had reasoned that it was a psychic expression of the beast's barbaric desire to conquer the galaxy, a territorial advertisement wielded, like all things by the orcs, as a weapon. The Chief Librarian knew not, however, how to combat such a potent phenomenon. Faith, Thane had told him, ordering his company chaplains to conduct battle blessings on the Sons of Dawn as the asteroid approached. "Look at what we have done," Thane said, half to himself. "We did not do this," Tycho replied, before the crackling, hololithic image of Asmakai could speak. "The orcs need no assistance in polluting the dark reaches of the galaxy. They are the plague, we are but the cure." "Brave words, brother," Thane said, "and worthy of a chapter standard-bearer. I fear they have been here spoken before, however, by our father and our father's father. You blame them? If they were here to see this, Thane said, knowing that the claws of these beasts are slick with the blood of the Imperial fists, I think that they would blame themselves. You are here, Tycor said, seeing this, living this. What do you think? I think that we are being punished for our lack of vigilance, Thane said. I think it has happened before, and it will happen again. The galaxy is vast and deep, but it belongs to humanity. It is our responsibility, our burden. We cannot afford to be complacent. Cycling through the hololithic visual feeds, Thane saw the vessels of the two attack groups rocketing up behind. With engine columns blazing, the Imperial ships kept pace with the asteroid and held a defensive formation. Admiral Napier and Captain Dicarion had formed two lines of battle with the majestic battleships, Grand Cruisers, and Adeptus Mechanicus Arc ships under their command. While the Admiral led one column with the Master of Mankind, Dicarion led the other with the monstrous Phalanx. Between them, the vessels offered protection to the convoy of bloated troop carriers, Skitari Arc freighters, and mass conveyors that the warships were escorting. The fleet was like a colossal fortification moving through the void, vessels ancient and indomitable presenting towering walls of titanic gunnery. Boasting guardsmen, cybernetic soldiers, and combat servitors numbering in the millions, as well as the apocalyptic engines of war, it should have been more than a match for the enemies of humanity. Faced with Ulanor itself, however, with its nebulous blizzard of ships and continent-swallowing hordes, it didn't seem enough. Not nearly enough. While 44 Thusa in itself raised neither suspicion or alarm amongst the Orcs, the system being used to its fair share of comets and meteorite storms, the trailing formations of Imperial warships were another matter entirely. Drawn to them like predators to a game trail, Orc attack craft swarmed the capital ships, attempting to match their reinforced hull plating against Imperial firepower. Crash capsules and rocks rolled through turret fire, while hammer-headed battlecruisers attempted to plough on through lance beams and cannon blasts. The disciplined broadsides of the Navy warships washed the Orcs back in a tsunami of light and heat, but the Junkers just kept coming. As the 44 Thusa tumbled on through the Orc system, Thane watched the other asteroids ahead of them closing in on the Orc planet. The smallest of them struck an attack moon on its way in system, resulting in a blinding light of impact that faded to the molten glow of scarred rock. The destruction was horrifying. While the asteroid survived, it had been deflected, and Thane estimated that it would barely graze the atmosphere of the target planet. His blood chilled at the prospect of 44 Thusa doing the same in the crowded system. He didn't need Chief Librarian Asmakai to tell him of the hellstorm of rock and debris that the asteroid must have been shedding straight into the path of the fleet. The Chapter Master marvelled at the sight of the other asteroids and the technological ingenuity it must have taken Artisan Van Auken to put them on such a course. As the leading pair spun through the void, they were followed by a third, as ugly a piece of rock as ever graced the galaxy. Monstrously bulbous and irregular, it was also the largest of the asteroids that the priests of the Adeptus Mechanicus had gravitationally propelled towards Ulanor. The massive rock piled on through flotillas of Orc attack vessels, decimating stationed Terra ships and crashing through star forts. Thane and Tycor watched the pair of Vanguard asteroids strike the planet. The Chapter Master's hearts thumped in his chest, and his spirit soared as the two bodies, so graceful in their approach, smacked into Ulanor like a pugilist, delivering an almighty left and right. The planet trembled, and the points of impact glowed hot with tectonic fires. Blast waves rippled out, turning the swarms of attack ships into tangled wrecks. As the skies rained debris and shattered gun platforms, waves of corpses, broken and aflame, were blasted back across the land. Within horrific moments, it was over, the impact sites ablaze with melted rock and devastation. The ugly rock that followed struck the planet only just behind and bathed the Orc world in a corona of destruction. Burn, Thane hissed through his helmet grill. Fleets annihilated, Imperial worlds torn apart, populations enslaved. He felt all such atrocities in his chest and yearned for vengeance. Burn, you monsters. He watched, chafing for action, as Ulanor grew before him. 44 Thusa would be the next to smash into the greenskin world, right on top of the palace stronghold of Gorkagrod. Intelligence gathered upon the two doomed previous attacks told the Chapter Master that the beast's lair spanned a small continent. It was all colossal fortifications and monstrous architecture, as alien as it was formidable. Within the walls were precincts kilometres across, choked with weapons factories, titanic workshops, fungus plantations, holdings of greenskin livestock and encampments for vast hordes of orc warriors. Of the destruction wrought by the previous two attacks, however, there was no sign. The orcs had rebuilt their monstrous fortifications. Colossal alien giga-weaponry and vast factory complexes were everywhere. "Time?" Tycho asked. "It's time," Thane answered. The Chapter Master was beginning to feel the slight drag of planetary gravity on his suit. He reached down with the toe of his armored boot. It crunched into the grit of the chamber floor as his own weight began to reassert itself. Above, the ceiling of the chamber was ablaze with coruscating bolts of psychic power. The three cages could barely be seen through the otherworldly energies. Lady Brisanus and her sisters slowly descended with the effect of gravity. "Lady Brisanus, get your sisters to their landing cradles," Thane told her as he strode towards the communications station. "Brother Zolt, general order. All attack groups to take station above impact site. Orbital strikes and aeronautica to secure landing zones towards the site perimeters. Have Captain Dicarion launch his Thunderhawk transporters with armor payloads. I want our land raiders and gunships on the ground following our landing, followed by dropships to deploy Astra Militarum and Scutari troops. A foothold must be established before we can bring down the heavy armor and Titans."
"What about upper orbital enemy attack ships and gun platforms?" the epistolary asked.
"All vessels will have to engage while offering orbital support fire and deploying ground troops," Thane growled with some annoyance. "Tell the captains they will not have the luxury of ordered engagement here. The orcs won't wait on protocols, and I won't wait on the orcs. Their first priority is to get troops and war machines down on the ground. Make sure that all attack group commanders understand."
"Yes, Chapter Master."
"Open Vox channel," Thane commanded. "All Imperial fists.
You're patched through,"
Zolt confirmed. "Brothers," Thane began, "we have arrived in deep, in the embrace of the enemy's stronghold world. We are not the first to make this attack, but for good or ill, we shall be the last. The enemy is expecting us. Their warriors will be hungry for our blood, their weapons will be loaded to bursting, and their great blades serrated and sharpened. Their world-spanning fortifications will be ready for our coming. Have no doubts, we will lose ships. We will lose armor. We will lose valiant men and women, loyal servants of the Emperor. And yes, we will even lose our own brothers. There is no other path open to us, but the Imperial fists will endure as we always have. The paint on our plate is honorable and fresh. Below us on Ulanor is a green inferno, a baptism of fire, and we shall endure the horror. We shall survive this Xenos apocalypse. We shall carve a victory as yet unwritten into the flesh of our foe with bolt and blade. We shall find and destroy the beast, this thing whose every breath mocks us, and burn his homeworld as he has done to so many of humanity's own. For the second time, Ulanor shall be cleansed of alien taint. Like the Imperial fists, this planet will be delivered and reborn. As your Chapter Master, in word, this is my decree. Now, in action, I command you to prosecute it."
"For the glory of Dawn!"
Tycho roared across the channel, clenching his gauntlet into a fist and hammering it against his breastplate. Company upon company of space marines did the same, the Vox channel crackling with the thunder of 1,000 Imperial fists, returning the standard-bearer's call. Tycho and Thane took to their cradles with the rest of the Chapter Master's honor guard, their power armor locked in a standing position. Behind them was Emmerich Berengard, captain of the first, and Eckhart, the veteran sergeant who led his command squad. The first company was mostly made up of former Black Templars, like Berengard himself. They stood in grim silence behind their captain and Chapter Master.
"Ready for the fight of your life, First Captain?" Thane asked across the Vox.
"It has been my life's work to purge this galaxy of the alien Chapter Master," Berengard said. "Live or die, I could wish for no better reward for my service."
It was a suitably grim response from a grim man. Berengard's plate gleamed golden yellow just like the rest of his brothers, but beneath it the captain was nothing but scar tissue. Having been burned from head to toe in the Promethean Wars, Berengard had lost his skin and any last vestiges of good humour.
"Master Vorsecht," Thane called across the vox, "report. Are we ready for impact?"
"Yes, Chapter Master," the Master of the Forge told him. "All battle brothers with weapons and plate caged in their cradles."
"Very good," the Chapter Master returned. "Prime the detonators."
A sound rumbled through 44 Thusa, the excruciating fracturing of rock. Going from the deep cold of space to the friction of atmospheric entry, the surface of the asteroid was heating. Thane's plate detected the first indications of moving air and a rising temperature. Wind howled through the hollows and tunnel-riddled interior of the asteroid.
"Stand by!"
Thane snapped into the vox as rock trembled beneath the anchorage of his cradle. Dust rained down from the Nexus ceiling and the walls of the cavern shook. The gravitational forces of Ulanor tore at 44 Thusa as the asteroid plummeted towards the surface. The Chapter Master prepared himself for impact. The Adeptus Mechanicus at Abithica Prime had done what they could to counter the dreadful forces at work. The cavern reinforcements, the cradles, field generators, anti-gravity technologies designed to cushion the inner core and nexus from the planetary collision racking the asteroid's rocky shell. Even the launching of 44 Thusa had been calibrated to make the landing survivable. Artisan Van Auken aimed to have the asteroid retain its structural integrity upon impact, unlike the other asteroids which had been launched at Ulanor at maximum velocity. Such considerations should have offered reassurances to Thane, but plunging towards the planet's surface, all he could think of was the fate of his new chapter. It would be a cruel fate indeed if the Imperial fists were to burn in the baptism of their first engagement. He shouted further assurances to his battle brothers, but his words were lost to the roar of atmospheric friction. Impact. For a minute, several minutes, Thane could not speak. His body had been engineered to take all that the galaxy could throw at him, but this was something else entirely. As 44 Thusa hit the surface of Ulanor, the cavern shook and cracks ripped through the rock. Support struts were torn out of their foundations. Grit rained from the ceiling, pitter-patting across the surface of the Chapter Master's plate. Dust choked the air, and lamps died, plunging the Nexus into darkness. Even the Orc prisoners had been knocked semi-senseless within their cages, abruptly ending the psychic light storm above the heads of the Imperial fists. Every bone in Thane's body reverberated with the asteroid's sudden impact as he was flung back against his supporting cradle by the unimaginable forces of the graceless landing. Blinking sense back into his jarred mind, the Chapter Master found his honoured plate to be urgently reporting a deluge of data. Environmental warnings, integrity assessments and damage reports mostly. His tactical dreadnought armour sparked while the landing cradle was a ruin about him. Getting the thumbs of his gleaming black power fists beneath the frame, Thane heaved. The cradle had nothing left and broke away in his grip, allowing him to stumble forward. The floor felt different beneath his boots, tilted at a strange angle. Based upon the weight distribution of 44 Thusa, Artisan Van Auken had made an estimate regarding the orientation it would assume as soon as it was in the embrace of Ulanor's powerful gravity. It had only been an estimate, however, and the asteroid seemed to have settled upon an incline.
"Tycor!"
Thane called through the darkness.
"Report! Can you hear me?"
"Barely, my lord,"
the standard bearer replied. His voice cracked across the vox.
"First captain," Thane said, "come in."
"To the end,"
Berengard growled, shaking off his own injuries and rising from his cradle.
"Suit lamps," Thane ordered.
At once, the Nexus was crisscrossed with beams that cut through the murk of the cavern. With light, Thane could make out a collapse where both the cavern wall and adamantium supports had given way.
"Zolt!"
When the epistolary didn't answer, the Chapter Master repeated his call.
"My lord,"
Zolt managed.
"Communications?"
"The station is shattered, my lord,"
Zolt reported.
"We will have to rely upon suit arrays," Thane said. "When the Phalanx achieves high orbit, I want a vox channel through to Captain Dakarion as soon as possible. This is imperative. Do you hear me, brother?"
"Acknowledged, my lord,"
the epistolary voxed back. The Chapter Master shook his head within his helm and blinked the last of the disorientation away. They were there,
on Ulanor, in the midst of a raging nest of greenskin barbarity at the heart of an alien empire. They would need to act fast. They would need to be resolute. Everything relied upon their indomitable spirit and the tradition of victory on which the reputation of the Imperial Fists was built. Turning, Thane saw his companies had fared little better than himself. Plate that had gleamed golden yellow moments before now sparked and was covered in dust. Imperial Fists extricated themselves from landing cradles with powered force before checking their weapons for damage or obstructions. From the way they moved, he could tell some of the sisters had suffered in the rough landing, but they attended to each other and their alien charges with the efficiency and determination he had come to expect. Taking their positions about the buckled cages, they stood sentinel over the orc psychers.
"Captains, report in," the chapter master commanded, "and check for casualties."
"Berengar first, reporting in."
"Carlito second, present and ready."
"Company apothecaries, see to your injured," Thane said.
"Oberon, seventh ready, chapter master."
"Captain Brondell, reporting in."
"Master Vorsecht," Thane voxed. "I want status on warsuits and armor right away."
"Aye, my lord."
"Storn of the Ninth, standing by."
The chapter master listened for his remaining captains. After Gortez, Uzziah, and Valdenor, he expected to hear Saul Abramack, formerly of the Excoriators. But the call never came.
"Captain Abramack, report in," Thane said.
"Chapter master, I regret to inform you that the captain is dead,"
a steely voice returned.
"Captain Iscarion?"
"Yes, chapter master,"
the chaplain said. "He was killed during the collapse. Two battle brothers go with him."
Thane nodded to himself. The insertion had been a high-risk strategy, and he had known there were going to be battle brothers amongst the ranks of the Imperial Fists that would pay for his decision.
The chapter master could only hope that vastly more orcs had lost their lives as a consequence of their apocalyptic landing.
"Understood, chaplain," Thane returned. "Take charge there amongst the ranks of the Eighth."
"Affirmative,"
Iscarion returned.
"Apothecaries, report numbers of casualties and identify your dead. The chief apothecary will ensure that their gene seed is recovered and their spirit lives on in our ranks."
They didn't really have time for such luxuries, but Thane couldn't treat the chapter's first battle dead with disrespect. They would all have to hurry, however. Their entrance might have been cataclysmic, but there was no way of telling how long it would take the orcs to rally. The crisscrossing beams of suit lamps suddenly picked out a hulking figure dropping from the ceiling. Carrying itself with primordial, brutal grace, the monster landed with assurance. Its cage and chain anchor had broken free in the crash. The lamps of Thane's honor guard flashed at the creature to reveal its green face and yellowing tusks. The orc bellowed its alien fury at the Imperial Fists before smashing one of the honor guard aside with a back-breaking crunch. Its heavy chains whipped about around it.
"Alive!" Thane called as the bolt guns of the honor guard came up. "I want it alive!"
Dathan Tykor was suddenly there, the golden fabric of the chapter standard flapping between the honor guard and their enemy. Knocking the barrels of the bolt guns aside with a thrust of the battle standard, Tykor brought it immediately around like a hammer, smashing the orc senseless with the impact of the crossbar's sculpted fist. As the monster tried to reassert itself, Tykor drew back the standard and then jabbed it forward, shattering the snaggle-fanged maw of the roaring thing. Turning with power-armored grace, the standard-bearer sent the banner fluttering across the heads of the honor guard and their chapter master, before landing another skull-hammering blow with the adamantium fist on the other end of the crossbar. This time, the creature went down, knocked unconscious by Tykor's relentless assault. As the Sisters of Silence swept in, dragging heavy chains and manacles to clasp on the alien brute, the standard-bearer turned to Thane.
"It's still alive!"
Turning around, the chapter master marched back towards the Imperial Fists, who were out of their landing cradles and forming up. Above, he could hear the remaining orc psychers raging and howling in their cages. In the gloom of the cavern, three battle brothers approached him, each clad in plate of different colours.
"Three casualties only, chapter master," Chief Apothecary Delgado informed him, "including Captain Abramack."
"He will be sorely missed in this venture," Thane said solemnly.
"Their gene seed has been removed."
"Injured?"
Thane asked.
22, Delgado told him, "spread across five companies, none incapacitated, all able to take part in the battle ahead.
Good, Thane said.
Thank you, Chief Apothecary. Master Vorstech, what of your combat capabilities?
All Centurion war suits ready for deployment, Chapter Master,
the Master of the Forge said.
Good, for they shall be needed. I thank you for your efforts, Master Vorstech. I hear that further damage waits for your venerable machines on the field of battle.
It is our honor to serve, Chapter Master.
Chapter Master,
Epistolary Zolt said.
Orbital contact established. Captain Dakarian for you. Channel Psi Sigma.
Thane nodded and adjusted his vox channel.
Captain, we're blind down here, he told Dakarian. I need a status report.
Praise the Primarch, Dakarian said, his words warping across the poor transmission, for your safe delivery and that of the chapter. It is havoc up here. Phalanx's batteries and turrets are all firing at full capacity, and still there are attack ships everywhere. Crash capsules, ramming ships and landers, constantly try to board us. My company stands ready to repel the orcs when that happens, and it will happen, Chapter Master. It will not take the enemy long to focus their teleporters on us.
Understood, Captain, Thane said gravely. He could hear the drum of the distant guns. And what of our own forces?
Storm Talon gunships, drop pods and Thunderhawk transporters are on their way down to you carrying land raiders,
Dakarian said.
The Death Watch is inbound. Dropships and conveyors are descending now. The Lord Admiral had to send the Titans down with the Skitarian regimentals. The Ark freighters are too exposed. Our carriers are attempting to achieve low orbit to deliver their fighter and bomber wings, but ground-based macro cannons, the biggest I've ever seen, are making that difficult. Napier's battle cruisers are offering bombardments of their own, but he has already lost the Agamemnos and St. Solomon. Buenaventura also has been crippled. Dominus Zokov is being evacuated.
Thane grunted. For the magnificent Ark Mechanicus to be crippled, monstrous vessel that it was, the void battle must be unimaginably intense. He knew that every moment counted, every second on the planet's surface, cost the attack groups above lives and vessels.
Attack groups Idas, Veritar, and Sisyphax all have troops and armor on the surface,
Dakarion reported.
Princeps Signoris Grimaldi is desperately trying to get his Titans unloaded, dispensing even with ritual observances and weapons testing. Our augurs, however, show the heat signatures of several Titan-class war machines firing up to move on their position. Lord Marshal Rothenburg and Magos Reductor Omnix both report colossal numbers of enemy troops. The Orc artillery is relentless, powerful, but inaccurate. Their vehicles are rolling scrap. Ground forces display little organization beyond being hordes that rally about larger chieftains and champions. These hordes, however, stretch to the horizon and are devastating in number and at close quarters.
They converged back upon the impact sites? Thane asked.
Yes, Chapter Master, Dakarian confirmed, just as they flood back towards your position. You have little time, my lord.
Thane nodded.
Heavy reinforcements?
Yes, my lord, the heaviest, and in great concentration.
Where are the reinforcements coming from? Thane demanded.
The fortress precinct's about your position, the captain told him. Your arrival demolished a large number of factories and fortifications, but the largest is 7 kilometers to the south.
The target?
Yes, Chapter Master.
Thane turned to Tycor. We have missed our aim by 7 kilometers. If the asteroid had struck the hub of Gorkagrod with the beast within, their mission would already be over.
Captain Dakarion, Thane continued, the Imperial Fists are to attack the palace at chapter strength. The assault will be swift and bloody, and the phalanx will have the honor of lighting our way. Take station above our position and power up your lances.
Yes, Chapter Master, Dakarian said. We shall carve the chapter an avenue of destruction.
Thane realized that the chamber was becoming bathed in an infernal glow. Molten rock was beginning to bubble up through the rocky floor. Upon colliding with Ulanor, both the surface of 44 Thusa and the landing site had melted with the heat of impact.
Captain Storn, Thane called. Attend to that, if you please.
Storn was captain of the 9th and a former Iron Knight. Within moments, he had directed his devastators to move into position. The cavern briefly lit up with the launch of missiles. Hitting the rock just above the openings with crack missiles, Storn's Imperial Fists demolished part of the cavern and buried the magma-bubbling breach in collapsing stone.
Captains, Thane voxed across the open channel. It is time. The Imperial Fists go to war. Final checks and observances. Ready your companies. Master Vorstecht.
Chapter Master.
Fire the detonators.
Yes, Chapter Master.